Last night, ABC launched a six-week summer series called SheTV. It's a sketch comedy show looking at humor from a female point of view. And this weekend, Showtime presents National Lampoon's Attack of the 5'2" Women, in which Julie Brown satirizes two famous females, Tonya Harding and Lorena Bobbitt, from her point of view. TV critic David Bianculli has seen both shows and is here to talk about them from his point of view.
Let's be honest about this. When it comes to sketch comedy, TV hasn't treated women as well as it's treated men. Almost all the sketch variety shows were headlined by men, except for the brilliant Carol Burnett, who started as a featured player on The Gary Moore Show. And if you start thinking about the women who were able to truly showcase their talents on TV variety shows dominated by men, the list is embarrassingly short. Start with Imogene Coca on your Show of Shows, and Carol Burnett, and then you add Lily Tomlin from Laugh-In, and what's left? In primetime, not much. In late night, there's Saturday Night Live, but even on that show, the men were and remain dominant. Gilda Radner developed tons of classic characters, but who else since then has gotten the same chance? Jan Hooks, maybe, and that's it. This fall, Jan Hooks will co-star with Martin Short on The Martin Short Show, a primetime NBC series that has them playing a husband and wife sketch comedy team. That could be a return to the classic comedy of your Show of Shows, or it could be terrible. I haven't seen it yet. But I have seen SheTV and the new Julie Brown special, and I'm not really impressed by either one. When Julie Brown satirized Madonna on her previous Showtime special, her looks and jokes were equally brilliant. This time, they're equally predictable. The funniest stuff is given to other characters, as when the actress playing Nancy Kerrigan is putting on makeup.
She poked herself in the eye with her mascara wand.
Poor thing.
Or when the actor playing John Wayne Bobbitt regains consciousness after his famous mutilation and grabs the phone to get help.
Oh, hello? Yeah, I'd like to report a missing penis. Not person, penis! I don't know how to spell it, I just know that it's gone!
One problem with both parodies is that they've been done before. The Tonya Nancy story by Comedy Central, in a 5-minute spoof that was much shorter and much better. And Bobbitt by, of all people, Howard Stern, who opened his latest pay-per-view special with a typically tacky reenactment. In this entire full-length special, the only real originality comes when Brown's Lorena Bobbitt, along with her surgically restored husband, reenacts his mutilation for television. Unfortunately, she misunderstands the director's final off-camera stage direction and takes it literally.
And action. Remember, you're angry. You're furious. You've been betrayed and you're temporarily insane. Great, now raise the knife and cut.
As for SheTV, the balance of power is shifted nicely. The company features many more women than men. But too much of the hour is just plain dull. Sketches on life-size Barbie dolls and on Chelsea Clinton show signs of cleverness, but go on too long and don't go anywhere. Linda Cash and Jennifer Coolidge, as the mothers of Beavis and Butthead, are a lot less entertaining than their animated sons.
Beavis got expelled again.
Yeah, Butthead screwed up too.
Did you get a phone call from that school?
Yeah, our kids buried a second grader.
So, they left an air hole.
The principal's an air hole.
I'm not sure whether the cast and writers of SheTV can do better, but I know Julie Brown can. Women deserve better than this. So do men.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.